Blog Talk Radio.
Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we forsake men, but we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also are made manifest in your consciences. Good afternoon, it is 2 p.m., December 26, 2018, in the Miamisburg area. And it's time for your favorite podcast, Chatting from the Word, with your brother in Christ, your host, Brother Oscar. We hope that all is doing well and everyone is great this afternoon. We are so delighted and blessed to bring you this program at this time. We here at Chatting from the Word pray that we have an aid in your Christian walk along this Christian journey. It was the psalmist who said in Psalm 119:105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." We hear from Chatting from the Word, hope that you allow God's word to direct and guide you on the righteous path, knowing that there are so many paths out there to follow. That's why we here at Chatting from the Word enjoy chatting with you from the Word of God. Good afternoon, everyone. We are so delighted to be with you. This is the day after some may call Christmas, but I call it Xmas. Because Christ was not born on December 25th. You know, truth be told. And Brother Oscar, he's a tight person. I won't tell the truth. I know many of us, we want to keep all marked down like Christ was born on December 25th. And we want to bring in the body of Christ. And we should not do that because we in the body of Christ always stand on truth. That's what the word of God is. We in the church to always stand for truth. Now, Brother Oscar, I'm not saying this anything. There's nothing wrong with giving. Don't get me wrong on that. There's nothing wrong with sharing a meal with your family. That's why we took off 2 days, Monday and Tuesday. Because Brother Oscar, my motto is that family that eats together stays together. This is what I believe. And I believe we have gotten away from where the family come together at the dinner table and eat a meal together. I believe that's how we can come closer to each other if we just sit and eat a meal together and get to know one another. I believe that this is what the world today is missing, a closeness with family, because I believe if you have a closeness with family, the church would be a better place, the community would be a better place, and this whole United States or the whole world in which we live in today would be a better place. So I believe with our families that eat together, that love one another, that enjoy each other, I believe that is missing, and we need to do more, not just at this time of the year. You know, your brother here, you know, if truth be told, and you know, Brother Oscar, to stand on truth. Now, if truth be told, the only time most of us get in a festive mood is at this time of the year, and that we want to call it Christmas. That we want to love each other, that we want to help one another, Why not? 365 days out of a year. We as Christians, the Bible calls us to love our brothers and sisters on a daily and constant basis, not just on December 25th. Oh, my friend, we just have a lot to learn when it comes to love. Because the Bible tells us we should love like Christ so loved us and gave himself for us. Isn't that right? So if Christ gave himself for us, his love, he loved us enough to die on the cross. What about our love for one another? What about our caring for one another? If we don't love it, Christ don't love, can't love Brother Oscar, oh, my friend, you in trouble. You are in trouble if you can't love us, Christ don't love. And if you don't love Brother Oscar, because you know what? Brother Oscar loves you. This is why Brother Oscar brought this show on, Chatting from the Word, because I see the world is getting away from what God says in his word. We want to enjoy, how can Brother Oscar say this? We find enjoyment in things that not of God. And we think things not of God you can't enjoy. But I'm here to tell you this afternoon. We can enjoy Jesus Christ. We can enjoy studying God's word. We can enjoy coming together and singing praises to God, giving back his praise, his glory, and his honor. Because, as I just said, if to be told, if we cannot do it down here, how do we expect to go to heaven and sing for all eternity with the Father and with the Son and with the Holy Ghost? Because Jesus himself said, you bound on earth, you bind in heaven. If you're not enjoying the spiritual things down here, but you're enjoying the more the physical things, let me use another choice word here. If you want to enjoy the devilish things down here, and some things I'm not saying it's wrong to enjoy, but if you find enjoyment, earthly enjoyment, and your earthly enjoyment outweigh God, the love and enjoyment and that you have with the Lord, you need to check it out. Okay? So we cannot enjoy Christ down here. How do we expect to go to heaven through all eternity? Now imagine. Eternity. Eternity is a time with no end. Eternity. And if you can't enjoy him, enjoy Christ down here, how do you expect to go to heaven and enjoy Christ and singing praises to him through all eternity? You can't do it, my friend. If your mind is set on the earthly things down here that we do spiritually with God, and if we go to heaven, how we expect to go to heaven if we cannot get our minds spiritually set right down here? My friend, it cannot be done. I've had Oscar miss you on yesterday. I say that much. I know a lot of you enjoyed a nice turkey dinner, a dressing, cranberry sauce, and all trimming. Brother Oscar did the same thing. I really enjoyed myself eating with family and friends. And it's just a good time, as I said. It's just a good time for families to come together and to have a meal, okay? And that's what Brother Oscar believes. He believes in the family system, and I believe it's in the family where we are the most closest. I believe that's why God compared the church to the family of God, because that's what the church is. It is the family of God, and we are brothers and sisters, and that's what the connection. We are together in the church. We were like a family, okay? But before we go to the time of prayer, we want to play another song for you, okay? And I believe you will enjoy this selection. And it's a good selection. Glory and Honor, the Acapella Company. Glory and Honor. We hope that you enjoy it. I hope you enjoyed that selection. Glory and honor. Glory and honor. We should always give God glory and honor, because you know what? He deserves it. He deserves our glory and our honor. The time of prayer. If you have a prayer request that you want to call in, you can do it now. The call-in number is area code 657-383-0883. If you have a prayer request that you want Brother Oscar to pray for on the air, you can do it now. The number is, again, 657-383-0883. All right. The psalmist says in Psalms 2 and 1, "Hear me when I call, O God, of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer." You know, that's something when you're in the body of Christ, when you're in distress, Christ hears your prayers. When you need someone to talk with, Christ hears you, your prayers. When you're in the darkest of the pit, Christ hears your prayers. The darkest of night, Christ hears your prayers. So will you pray with me, please? Our Father, which art in heaven, Father, we thank you today, this afternoon, for hearing our prayers, Father. Oh, Father, we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Because, Father, we recognize that you are worth all of that and more. Oh, Father, we thank you for blessing us with another day, Father, because on yesterday, this day was not even as promised. But, Father, you had enough mercy and love for us to allow us to see this day. And, Father, we come praying for those that are listening right now. Father, we pray that they have a good 2019. We pray, Father, if it be your will, that if we all make it to 2019, that be a year for all of us that are in the body of Christ. And that be a year for more may accept Jesus Christ through his word. So, Father, we pray for that. We pray that many may come and hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because as the song said, he is on and he is worthy. We need to glorify you, Father, because you are worthy. You gave your son Jesus to die for us, Father. And we thank you so much for that. Father, we recognize you are a good God. You are good. You, Father, are merciful because you love us, Father. Oh, Father, we come praying, please listen. We're praying, Father, for the problem that they may be having. We come praying, Father, if they're in the dark place, that you reach down and grab them up and put them on a pinnacle where they belong, Father. Oh, Father, we come praying for those that are having sickness right now, Father. We ask, Father, that you heal their bodies if it be your will. And allow them to get their strength up where they can continue on praising and glorifying you, Father. Oh, Father, we come praying for the young people today. In a world that's so confused, in a world that is so topsy-turvy, Father, in a world that don't know what's going on and don't want to give you any glory and honor, Father, we pray that our young people that are truly trying to be Christians, that they hang in there and allow you to be in control of their lives, not their peer group, not the pressure of the world, but you, Father, and only you. And, Father, we pray for our program, Chatting from the Word. Help us to keep it on the air. Help us to bring joy to those at this afternoon hour that need a little lift in a day. And, Father, we come praying for the message that we have in our hearts. We pray, Father, that everyone that listens to it, it might touch their hearts to live more for you. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. One, thank you for praying with us. We hope that we may have prayed for something that you are going through, and we hope that prayer helped you to face any challenges that you are going and that through and facing at this time, because God cares for you. Don't never think our Father do not care for you, especially if you're in the body of Christ. And if you're not in the body of Christ, our Lord wants you to be in the body of Christ, in his son's body. That's why Christ died on the cross, so that he can bring about the body of Christ, the church of Christ, and for you to be in it. That's why he was born, so that he can bring salvation down. many of us want to we want to receive salvation because we want to accept Christ on our terms instead of His terms. So we hope that we have said something during the course of this program that will help you to see Jesus Christ and Him crucified. All right, like I said, if you want to talk with your host, if you have any questions that you want to ask Oscar, if Brother Oscar has said something that you have disagreed with over the space of the show, you can call in. The area code is 657-383-0883. Brother Oscar, giving this chance, don't leave, don't stop listening to the show or stop watching us on YouTube because you're upset with something that Brother Oscar has said. He has given you this opportunity to state your case. But as you state, always have scriptures to prove your point. Don't leave the show. Don't stop listening to the show. Because see, Brother Oscar, you know, he loves you. He loves you, and he wants to tell those as many as I can about the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we're going to move on because we run out of time. But many of you know that we need a sponsor. So if you know someone out there who can sponsor us, please let them know. And if it's you, sponsor us. Help us here to get the word of Christ out there to as many lost souls as we can. All right, let's get to the lesson. Our lesson today is knowing the fear of God. And as always, I'm glad you all who do have a copy of God's word, that you have God's word. And for you who do not have God's word, go get your copy so that we can be on the same page. And so that we can study this together. All right. We might have to finish it tomorrow very quickly here. But here, John said, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are going out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come. And even now already it's in the world. You are of God, the children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error." Know the Spirit of God. Do you, my friend, know the Spirit of God? Many of us may believe we know the Spirit of God, but do we truly know the Spirit of God? And you may ask the question, Brother Oscar, how can one get to know the Spirit of God? It's only one test of knowing the Spirit. And we got to know God's word to be able to know the Spirit. Because here John says in the beginning of this chapter, in verse 1, he said, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits. See, we got to test that spirit, don't we? We got to test the spirits, whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are going out in the world. John says here, we must test the spirit. And what? I'll try the spirit. I'm sorry. or try the spirit, which means we must test the spirit. And what standard should we use to test the spirit? The only standard we can use is knowing God's word. And the know God's word, we must study God's word, don't we? But most of us, if not all, and I'm not talking about all in all, but most of us, we don't want to study, do we? We don't want to read. We don't want to dig deep in God's word to see what God's word has to say about his spirit. Most of us, we want to accept men's word or other men, what they may say about God's spirit himself. And we want to accept that as truth. The thing that's happening today, many ministers and false teachers, they want to use big, adequate words, to confuse the issue of truth. And I'm here to tell you, my friend, when you got a minister or a teacher that does that, you must be careful. And the way we can be careful is knowing God's word ourselves. And another trick they do, we have so many revised versions of the Bible, and most may mix up the revised the versions of the Bible to prove that point or to show you what they're talking about is truth when it's not truth. You understand what I'm saying? That's why we as Christians that truly love the Lord, that truly wants to go to heaven, we must study God's word for ourselves to know it for ourselves. Isn't that what Paul told Timothy to study? To study, to see yourself approved unto God, a workman that need not to be ashamed, but rightly divided the word of truth. Isn't that what Paul told Timothy? Although Paul was talking to the minister Timothy here, Paul was telling Timothy to study, to know God's word, so that you can teach and lead others to God. But that's a good thing for all of us to do. But most not going to study to know God. They rather look on TV at what's going on TV. They rather go to a concert instead of spending time in depth in studying God's word. And that's what a true student of the word does. He truly, a true student, when you go into school and the teacher wants to show you something new that you don't know, he ain't going to tell you one time. He's going to teach you. Am I right? If they like the word of God. If you want to know the word of God, you got to allow God to teach you. In other words, you got to study. You got to truly be in the word here, okay? We're gonna leave it off right there, and we're going to get back to it tomorrow, okay? So come back tomorrow. We're going to be studying the same lesson, all right? So go with me in prayer. Father, which art in heaven, allow be thy name, for we thank you for this time of prayer. Thank you for the time of study. Thank you, Father. For our listeners, we pray that all have a good day. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. And as always, it was nice chatting with you today from Chatting from the Word. We hope all have a blessed day. And we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same station. Bye-bye.